Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhla ka 25 kumabasa 2022 igama nguNtungameli Nkomo nanzi ezihamba phambili intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa wenzela amhlophe usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair uyaqala kusasa. Abanye besithi awusoze ulethe umahluko kwezenotho. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile ngemva kokwehla kancane ngenyanga edluleyo. Ugatsha lwe-Energy Regulatory Authority lwazise ukuthi kusukela namuhla ilitha yedizili isithengiswa nge-$1.71 isuka ku-$1.60 okutsho ukuthi ikhwele nge-$0.11. Ilitha yepetulo yona ikhwele isuka ku-$1.59 ngemali yeMelika njalo yaya ku-$1.63. Abacubungula ezenotho bathi ukukhwela kwamafutha lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yezinto ezitolo. Umongameli yamasoni Mnangagwa usenzele usowabo weleFrance umnumzana Emmanuel Macron amhlophe kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho olwenziwe izolo. UMacron unqobe ngemiklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lasishiyangalombili ekhulwini 58% kwathi obencintisana laye unkosikazi Marine Le Pen wathola engamachumi amane lanye ekhulwini i-41.4%. Kumbiko awethule enkundleni yeTwitter uMnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe. Uthe njalo ubona kulokukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Sixoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Lanxa ngingazi ukuthi bangabangane kumba sobangane kodwa okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ubefanele ukuthi yena akhalele ukuthi hayi ngiyakuhalalisela umnumzana Macron bengicela njalo ukuthi uzongincedisa eZimbabwe sibe lokhetho olukhululekileyo oluhambisana leconstitution yeZimbabwe. Kuyangehlula ukubamba ukhetho olukhululekileyo, kuyangehlula ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo akhululeke akhankase engavinjelwanga, kuyangehlula ukuthi amapholisa angathathi uhlangothi, izekho ingathathi uhlangothi, kuyangehlula ukuthi abantu abangaphandle bavote. Bayavota phela kulawo mazwe abahalaliselayo laba abangaphandle. Ngakho befanele acele ukuthi azoncediswa ukuze kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe.
Uthi umongameli Mnangagwa ikusasa lobudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance liyakhazimula. Ungabe ukubona lawe ngaleyo ndlela?
Ubudlelwane ngeke buqine nxa iZimbabwe ingahloniphi umthetho wayo, umthetho weZimbabwe ingahloniphi amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, ma-citizens eZimbabwe. I-EU, iFrance, o-UK, o-US, into abakhuluma ngayo inye nje kuphela. Bathi Zimbabwe, government yeZimbabwe, President Mnangagwa le-government yakho, hloniphani umthetho weZimbabwe, hloniphani amalungelo abantu beZimbabwe, hloniphani impilo yabantu beZimbabwe, yibani lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Landelani umthetho, kambe umuntu okuncenga kangako ekuncengela ukuthi kube kuhle kwelakho ilizwe uyabulwelani laye. Angeke buqine ubudlelwano okungazange kwenziwa lokho okufunwa yiconstitution yeZimbabwe. Labo laba abangaphandle bathi kakwenziwa, kabavuyi lezinto ezingaphandle kweconstitution yeZimbabwe. Bathi landelani iconstitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Uhulumende kaMnangagwa ungathi uya kulungisa yini konke okwathiwa kumela kulungise ngamazwe afana leFrance akuEuropean Union kanye laboMelika ukuze kulungiswe ubudlelwano phakathi kweZimbabwe ilalawa mazwe.
Akula manyathelo uhulumende athathayo ukuletha inguquko eziza kwenza ukuthi izwe leZimbabwe libe lobudlelwano obuhle lamazwe omhlaba. Lokhe lidonse ngaliyandlela ngaliyagiya esikhathi sikaMgabe yokungahlonipha amalungelo abantu yokuvimbela amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi akhankase ekhululekile eyokuzama ukucisha kuphele inhlanganiso ezizingele sithi ngama-NGOs ukuvimbela abantu inkululeko yokuhlangana yokukhuluma yokuvimbela imisakazo ukuthi bengekhululekileyo. Sibona kulokhu kuqhubeka ukusebenzisa iZBC kunye lamaphepha kahulumende sengathi aluhlangothi lweZANU-PF. Le ngatha zikahulumende ngokuhlukahlukene zisetshenziswa sengathi ngezeZANU-PF. Yilokho nje amazwe omhlabathi kakwenzi akulungiswe, kodwa kasiboni manyathelo athathwayo ukuthi kuguquke khona lokho. Ngakho ubudlelwano soze bulunge noma ikanjani.
Umnumzana efihlela Ncube ingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Sixoxe njalo lelunga leZANU PF umnumzana Belief Gawule.
Ukutshayela ihlombe okwenziwe ngumongameli welizwe etshayela uPresident weFrance ngokunqoba akwenzileyo ekhethweni kuyinto eqondileyo njalo kuyinto enhle, ikakhulu kwizinkokheli ezikhangelele ukuthi zisebenze basebenze bonke bekhangela ubudlelwano bamazwe abo. Kuyikungezelela kunokutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi ukhangelele ukuthi amazwe la ayevale nyango evalele iZimbabwe ivuleke kuyindlela yokukhulumisana enhle njalo yokubuyisana ikakhulu emazweni la evele silahlile. Kuyinto enhle ukuthi iyenzakale ngalolo hlobo ukuthi umongameli ethi ekhangelela bona abana abantu abayibo abangamenzeli ukuthi abamfisela ukubi ababona ukuthi kalwi labo, kodwa ke udinga ukuthi babe yingxenye ukuthi besebenze ndawonye ngoba singeke sizimele sisodwa siyiZimbabwe.
Umongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uMacron njengomngane wakhe, kodwa bakhona abamhlekayo abathi uzisikela ehwahweni lapha ngoba akula budlelwano kumbe ubungane obukhona phakathi kwakhe lo mongameli weFrance.
Abathi akula budlelwane phakathi kukaMacron lo President Mnangagwa abalaqiniso. Iqiniso yileli, ubudlelwano obukhulu bukhona phakathi kwelizwe leFrance leZimbabwe. Ubudlelwano lobu babankomo ngemva kokuthi uPresident senanzelele ukuthi amazwe la aflathela iZimbabwe avala iminyango yayo, uMnangagwa wathumela izikhonzi zakhe kiyo wonke amazwe lana ikakhulu kuma-European EU countries, wathumela izikhonzi zakhe ukuthi ziyekhulumisana lawo kubuyele njengayizolo kube kudlelwane. Ngokunjalo sibonile kakhulu ukuthi France iyenze kuhle, yaresponda kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngoba emkhosini ka-September ngo-September ngo-2021 u-ambassador we-France wabakhona kukhomishinwa i-Lozen plant liyana ye 3 million reconditioning ye Setco plant yenziwayo. I-France yayimele ngu-ambassador wayo. Ngokunjalo kuyatshengisa ukuthi u-ambassador yena yedwa kahambi emkhosini enjengalala, ngoku-ambassador vele umela yena umongameli welizwe. Ikubona kwamazwe ukuthiwa u-ambassador kuthiwa His Excellence uyabe vele kunguye yena. So uMacron wayemelwe ngu-ambassador, ambassador kwaba khona, kodwa manye ama-ambassadors la ama-EU countries ayengekho. Kwazo ukuthi futhi eZimbabwe, u-Great Zimbabwe ngale ngomkhosini okhona ngo-May ngo-2021 ulouzo ambassador we-France waba khona njalo futhi. Ngokunjalo konke khona kuyatshengisa ukuthi u-president we-France uMacron ubesevulile amasango, wasivulela ukuthi sikhulumisane laye sidale njalo ubudlelwano obungasincedisa siya phambili njengamazwe omabili.
Uthi njalo uMnangagwa ubona ubudlelwano obuhle kuyiwa phambili phakathi kweZimbabwe leFrance, kodwa abanye bathi kumnyama phambili. Uthi ngalokho
nxa sikhangela iFrance khonoko sengike ngakubeka ukuthi iFrance ikhanya ukwenza kwayo akufani la kwamanye amazwe la ama-European countries. Ama-countries amanye ngale emkhosini nale kade ngiyibala lekuzimiseleni ukuthi bancedise ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe kabakho, asibaboni. Kodwa sibona ngemva kokuthi uMnangagwa sethumela izikhonzi zakhe zabhoda, uhlelo lwaluphethwe ngumoyi owayephethe ugatsha lwe-foreign affairs uSibusiso Moyo. Waba ne-engagement, re-engagement exercise eyaqhutshwayo ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe ngumongameli, isungulwe ngumongameli welizwe ukuthi kukhulunyiswane lamazwe. Nanga siyabona amazwe nje ilizwe le-France ngemva kokhonoko liqala ukuthumela izikhonzi zalo emkhosini emkhulu enjengayena le engiyibalileyo embililwane wesetgola lona we-Great Zimbabwe okwakade kungasayenzakali osokusenzakala. Kutsho ukuthi sikhangeleleke ukuthi ngokunjalo kutshiwo ngumongameli ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi ubudlelwane lobu bukhule futhi busiya phambili. Lanxanje amazwe amanye khona ngale ku-EU yiyo abamazwe anjengabo-France yiyo azasincedisa futhi ukuthi athungulule amafindo la abotshwe yi-EU.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule lilunga lezanu PF. Kusenjalo umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden laye utshayele uMacron ihlombe ngokunqoba kukhetho lwayizolo esithi ukhangelele ukuqhubeka exhasana laye kunhlelo zokusekela ele Ukraine lona eliphakathi kokuhlaselwa ngele Russia. Uthe bazaqhubeka besebenza ndawonye njalo ekuvikeleni umbuso okhululekileyo emhlabeni jikelele kanye lokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso walonyaka wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kobulawayo. Lumbukiso ubukhangelelwe ukuvulwa ngumongameli wele Kenya umnumzana Uhuru Kenyatta, kodwa akaseyi kwenelisa kulandela ukubhubha kwaye ngumongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Mwai Kibaki. Iphephandaba leChronicle lithi kulamankampani avela emazweni alitshumilane 14 azaphatheka kulumbukiso wona oza ngesikhathi umnotho weZimbabwe uqhubeka usadalala. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezenotho umnumzana Regishoko.
Amakampani avela kwamamazwe abuya eZimbabwe International Trade Fair aloke siya esiwa malutshwana okuyikho kuyenzayo kuthengiselana lokulobelana kwamabhizimusi kube kulutshwane. Funa kusenza i-trade fair kuye siba yinto nje ukuthi siyahlanganisa amakampani unganazelela isikhathi eziningi izitende ezinkulu ziyabe zithethwene ngezihlanganiso zikahulumende lezinye ezisebenzisana lohulumende loyabakampani kahulumende. Kungula makampani amalutshwane kakhulu aphakathi kwezomnotho angabe esenza into ze-trade fair. Ungakhangela ukuthi umnotho uthume kanjani njalo lokuma kumnotho nje jikelele kwenza into ezinjabo zimbabwe international trade fair zithizi zifuze zibe zidinga izindlela loba amaqhinga okutshintsha indlela ebuthamisa abantu loba ukugaba abantu ukuze kube lempumela kumabhizimusi ikakhulu nxa umhlaba umnotho wezimbabwe ungathuthuki lokho ume wandawo njengalokhu sikubonayo phakathi kweminyaka eminingi ethize edlulayo. Kuza kwazima ukubana kube la mabhizimusi esithi meaningful transactions or business eZimbabwe International Trade Fair nxa singaqhubeka sibona senza izinto njengoba zihlale zisenziwa. Kuyikubana lingani ngumbuthano nje ofuze ubuthane ngazonke isikhathi ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka.
Sibona ukubana sokuqhamuke ukukhulumisana kubi phakathi kuka sibalukhulu we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe ubaba John Mangutsha labo somabhizimusi abaphansi kwenhlanganiso ye Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Yona esola uhulumende isithi akaluphathi kuhle udaba lomnotho okuyinto ecunule uMangutsha othi osomabhizimusi laba balahlekile kakhulu. Ulubona njani lolo daba?
Ngasikhangele ikakhulu ngezomnotho eZimbabwe lokhu kuhlala kukhona ungathembani phakathi kwamazwe somabhizimusi nalebhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe sokule minyaka edlula elishumi kunjalo. Kodwa okunye kuvela kokubana thina njengabo somabhizimusi abaningi bethu bangamaqili loba sithi abathembakalanga njengalokhu ababe sithi i-reserve bank ayithembakalanga layo. Ungakunazelela ukubana even amakampani thola yona le imali kokushina encane abayitholayo ngintengo abathengizwa ngazo azitshengisa ukuthi bathola imali echibileyo ungawunanzelela njalo uzwe ulandelele uzabona khona amakampani athatha imali kokushina angayithenga lutho bandle kwelizwe afike athengise nje imali yona bengaphenduka azothenga enye ethengiswa nje kube ngumsebenzi wokuthengisa imali so kwele Zimbabwe into eqakathekileyo yokutshintsha i-mindset abantu kube kuqakatheka ukuthi nxa kusetshenzwa kusetshenzwe ngoba la industry kathe silazo izigilikici ezenza khonoko abantu uhulumende uyakwenza ngoba bacabanga ukuthi bayakwenza kodwa la uhulumende siyasikhangelela ukuthi angangeni kakhulu esithi too much interference kuma-market forces kufuze awavumele nje ama-market forces kodwa wagayide engangeneli ukuthi uyabe sebuya ngani i-authority sikhangele kweli governor uMagunja indaba ye-foreign currency ingani simehlule ukuthi ayibambe ngendlela ngoba lona i-option ibisebenza kuhle kodwa isiqedwe i-confidence ngokudileya ukubhadala loba ingayenza ama-location ukwenza amabhizimusi bebe lidinga ama-alternative and alternative i-black market njalo kube sokungabi lokuthembana ngokhayana abaye bayithola ngaso zonke isikhathi beyifuna abanye bayithola ngudla abanye bayithola ngokwazulwana yikho kungani kwenza into zihluphe khonokho
umnumzana Reggie Shoko yingcwethi kwezenotho Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni iNews Day ibika ukuba inhlanganiso yeConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries isixwayise ukuthi umnotho uzabhidlika uguqe ngamadolo nxa uhulumende engaqhubeka ebamba osomabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi basebenzise idola lakuleli. Ikroniko ithi isabelo semathebelelendi silakho ukulahlekelwa ngama-constituencies amahlanu ngoba bebalutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Isikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sanibonani, sanibonani Studio 7. Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi siyacela nisize lapho nisifake emsakazweni ngalento yenzakala lapha eSouth Africa yama agent. Ama agent sunama agent asuka ethumba abantu ke siyacela ukuthi nizame ukuthi lolu daba lilofake emoyeni impela ligcwale yonke indawo ngoba abantu besimame bayaphela lapha eSouth Africa ngendaba yokuthunjwa ngendaba yemsebenzi. Ikakhulu sikhala ngalabo bakithi ngoba yibo abastranded kakhulu. Siyacela kakhulu nizame ukuthi nifake le ndaba emoyeni abantu bonke bayizwe nala manamba la wena wabonayo yiwa manamba abatshontsha ngawo abantu nabantu abaningi abazi ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngiyabonga. Igama nguVusi Muzi Ndlovu.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ikhulumayo Lucas Ngwenya from Plant. Ndokuzwa nje sometimes ama interview wenu the interview abantu bezano ikhuluma nje ngento zesizwe ukuthi ilizwe abantu baphatheka kanjani kanjalo nje so ngiyathanda always kulandela ilo kunjanini yena but hey into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bezano aba understand ukuthi abantu behlupheka bagcwele indawo zonke. Njengamanje mina ndaye eSouth Africa, impilo yaseSouth Africa lempilo yaseZimbabwe idifa. Noma sisho ukuthi i-corruption lana eSouth ikhona but ingcono ayifani yasezini. Yasezini i-serious because abantu bezano noma benze corruption abatshelani noma benze into embi abanasikhathi yabo noma bazi bebulala umuntu ewani abakubona ukuthi umuntu bebona le nto le lazi kunzima lapha kunzima kakhulu.
Ngiyabingelela umsakazi we-Studio 7 basakazi bonke nabalaleli be-Studio 7 basakazi fani sisakazele izindaba ezinhle izindaba ezimnandi izindaba zeqiniso siyezwa namhlanje ukuthi kwenzekani ezweni singaphandle silami sisebenzeka elizweni lase-South ngilanga eMpumalanga ngiyezwa ukuthi kwenzekani emhlabeni siyabona ukuthi kwenzekani ngendaba ye-Dissula le kahle kahle kunebhunu elalihlala lapho ezime bayithathela iplazi bayithathela iy'nkomo bayithathela everything enaninakho kahle kahle ngithathelwa ngabantu bezani manje kuhlupheka thina abantu besingibeleni abantu bakamthakazi singazange azange sizidle nalezo zinkomo azange sihlale nakuleyo nto abamthathela yona manje namhlanje nguye sisupporta i-operation kugila leyo ukuthi ishaye ixoshe abantu bethe abantu lelo phundlelo yabona ithumba sakhona sinazo siyathumelana ngokunjalo ngokunjalo okay okhulumayo ubahlangene umzuri kamazi mtakadibe emngcibeni egwandani esigodini ngiyabonga ngikhonene okhulumayo
Mustudio 7, Mustudio 7, Mlapona na Mose, Mlapona na Mkoma Jonga, Blessing, Mkoma Jonga, Mlapona na Monko, Mkoma Wande Monke, Mlapona na Wande Likoga, Ashe Tri Rai, Tule Wambola, Crispin Bean. Iwo kumbia kuti muti gwizizwe chitonge chibabwa babo vamba chitonga tisheba chitonga svitulapona tipona loko donga mupona mulena aitira lumba tiriwa mbuzi avamuzei zuma vari kumusoko vachiri mukoka uko vajini abamwe nditiriwa mbuzi avonke vari kumusoko tiriwa kuti sve tianda kuti muvhoto wobutu kuvhota tianda kuti muvhoto wobutu tatiandi miri zhonga kana kukataziana kana kutini special vatonga zvitati kupi kuparamendo tianda kuti muvhote chimuchini mulajana tizitazovako kuparamendo kuwoo tiriwa mbuzi amachifesi vamukoka vamusava tiriko vaambuya sterei kuwoko kumisoko muti gwizizyodi ndava vatongo muti avaamburipo vaambura muhlova vamubandu talomba ure kuambura ngubiri kristin kuzva umwambano
Bonani Studio 7 ngiyabingelela ngithanda ukuphawula kancane lapha ngabantu baseZimbabwe abantu bakithi abahlala la eSouth Africa mina ngithanda ukubabonisa khona ukuthi abantu bakithi indawo yokuqasha ayisekho bakithi ayisekho kanjalo akusela ukuthi singathini inzondo isiningi lapha eSouth Africa into ekhona ukuthi sizivuyelele ekhaya nje siyozamani ukulungisela izwe lethu usibona ukuthi sizolungisa kanjani ngoba nje ma singayenzanga le nto ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoba nzima abantu ngeke beze bephile kahle lapho e-South Africa ma ngibhekile manje ngoba ma ngibhekile nabanye kukhona nje abanye asebe-retrenchwa ngabelungu for no reason so izinto sezijidile umuntu osekhaya ocabanga ukuza ngapha ngicabanga ukuthi malazihlalele khona le silinde lo 2023 ozayo silungise lizwe yabona
Sanibonani bantu bakithi linjani ngezindawo hayi mina ngisazibuza ngempela umbuzo ongenampendulo ngabantu bezana ukuphiyisa laba abahlala bekhuluma mangokuza namalanga kambe kule 42 years lezi izana uphiyisa iyenzeni izana uphiyisa nje into ongathi ukuthi izana uphiyisa iyenzeni lokhu yikuphi namanje lokho beqhubeka betshela abantu bamanga bethi bazoyenza lezi isikhathi sonke bebekuphi bengayenzi why bengayenzi kungakavutwa bezoqala betshela abantu bamanga why bengayenzi manje kungakavutwa isithembiso zonke lezi ezikhumenza kube ngakho ukukhuluma kanje umuntu omutsha ongakangeni power kube ngathi yasho ukuthi hayi lo muntu asigazisa imboni not mina ngakho lapho laba ngicabanga ukuthi ukhona umuntu mpela ongatshona esazivukeza isithemba kuzana kuye kanti uyabe efuna ukubonani lo muntu entsha angagazi ayiboni manje abantu basemlilweni abantu bakithi wonke umuntu uthwele nzima abantu bagcwele amazwe abantu basekuhluphekeni hhawu bona ababahlala bekhuluma amangaba nabo kambe into abazayitshintsha mpela beyenze entsha abantu abangagazi beyiboni yini ilizwe liphelile nanti yalifile ilizimbabwe kuphelile inawo izana ukuphela into entsha ngempela abantu abayilindile ukuthi le bazoyibona yini kahle kahle izana ukuphela vele ngeke itshintshe izana ukuphela ngeke yalivisibizele
labo bekungabalaleli bestudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Voice of America ithi kufe amasotsha kwelemali ayisithupha njalo kwalimala angamachumi amabili ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwenkamba zawo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabahlamuki besimoslem abedlulise amalawulo. AFP ithi ukuhlaselwa kwabokholo lwesimuslim kwele India kuyadlondlobala. Singene kudaba lweMelika. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken kanye lonobhala wezomvikela umnumzana Lloyd Austin bethekelele kwele Ukraine izolo ukuyakhulumisana lomongameli walelo lizwe umnumzana Volodymyr Zelensky mayelana ngokuhlaselwa kwelizwe lakhe ngele Russia. Lokhu ngokwakuqala ukuthi iziphathamandla zeMelika ezisezikhundleni zalolu hlonzi ziye kwele Ukraine ngemva kokuhlaselwa kwalo kumpi esaqhubeka. Lanxa imininingwane yalomhlangano ingakavezwa ngokugcweleyo, umongameli Zelensky ubekhangelelwe ukucela uBlinken loAustin ukuthi bakhuthaze uBiden aphe ilizwe lakhe izikhali zokulwisana leRussia. Sixoxele ocubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Umhlangano lo uka Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lo Secretary of State uBlinken ubuqakathekile ngoba it's assessing a situation on the ground ukuthi how far has the war gone, i progression le regression, lama realities ukuthi vele inganqobakala yini ilokhu zeni impi yona le between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Sibona ngantwa iRussia pulled out of ama regions amaningi and they're now concentrated in the south, iDonbas, Luhansk region, kathese ngantwa iMariupol sebe surroundile, and there's one place ngantwa the war is still going on. So I think ukuhamba kwabo ama Americans Lloyd Austin lo Blinken is to make sure ukuthi reassurance yes support ya Melika for the sovereignty of Ukraine and ukuba promise the next way forward.
Umongameli weUkraine ukhala ngezikhali uthi iMelika lamazwe akuNATO kumele aphathise ilizwe lakhe ngezikhali ezithize ukuze lenelise ukulwisana leRussia. Ubona ziphuma yini lezo zikhali njengokufisa kwakhe uZelensky?
Izikhali ezicelwa ngumongameli welizwe uVladimir, ngiyabona ngathiwa it's a gradual approach ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi sebenikwe close to $3 billion in support. Sibona lathi ama-reports aphumayo kuma-Facebook lamanye ama-media sites esithi izikhali zangkhona bezingakafiki 2 weeks ago, but kathesi ngathiwa sezifika on the front line. Mina mbona ngathiwa iAmerika layo ukuthi ithumeze izikhali ibikhangela ukuthi akusoze kube njenge-Afghanistan khona abathiya khona izikhali eziningi when the Afghanistani army just yaphongunxibilika without even putting up a fight. So kuyabe sekudangerous ukuthi izikhali ziyamelika zingafika khona ngale in the future zisetshenziswe against the Americans. So mbona ngathiwa izikhali bazazinikwa but at a gradual phase and assessing ukuthi strength ye Ukraine imekangaphi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe. Siziphethe ngebezihamba phambili. Intengo yamafutha ezimota isikhwelile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usenzele amhlophe usowabo wele France umnumzana Emmanuel Macron kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe kukhetho. Umnangagwa uthi uMacron ngomngane wakhe njalo uthi ubona ukukhazimula kubudlelwano beZimbabwe leFrance. Uyaqala kusasa umbukiso wezamabhizimusi oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Abanye besithi awusoze ulete umahluko kwezenotho. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na. Asibeni sonke kweze kusene njalo kusasa ngo 6:30. Yimi uNtungamile Nkomo.